And then Night Roots with Richard Dunk, also from 10 to midnight. Well, welcome back to the airwaves of KVMR, Michael Gaither.
How are you, Wesley?
Real good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too. So you're in town because you're doing some music tonight, huh?
I am. Down the road over wherever my GPS sends me, over the river and through the woods and probably the long way around. But eventually I'll be at Evangeline's Cafe tonight.
In Colfax, yeah. She's got a great thing going on there. And it's going to be way cool having you add your magic to the building.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and actually, I'm also going to be accompanied by Ken Rabaroff from Marty Cohen and the Sidekicks. So he's going to be backing me up on lead guitar, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Actually, there's an opening configuration, the Ghost Pine Ramblers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it should be a nice full evening of music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's what it sounds like. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Back up here every couple of months, it seems like.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's
that's
a very good
thing.
There's a lot of cool things going on up here. So yeah, I was here in July. I played Kevin's Acoustic Barn with Kitchell. And you weren't there.
Yeah, I know. I got stuck to see Los Lobos.
I'd pass on me to go see Los Lobos. But, you know, just that once.
It wasn't an easy choice.
No,
I will at least say that.
But that was me and Dana Hubbard, Stephen Horstad, and Greg Kitchell. And then the American River Music Festival a couple of months ago, I got to work on that. And you know, that's just nothing but fun. You know?
Well, actually, that thing at the Acoustic Barn was kind of an outgrowth of the previous American River Music Festival from '08.
Right,
yeah.
We had this big song circle in our camp, and Kevin liked it and said, let's bring it to the barn. All right. Twist my arm.
So I was kind of like in on that night at the festival last year, and it really, really frustrated me that I had other obligations, yeah. So I missed out on that. But we had another good round at the American River Music Festival this year.
That was fun.
And how did that, was that big fun, or, you know, for you to
it
be hosting?
Blast.
You hosted the open mic,
and I kind of helped Matt Core did. I love doing the hosting thing, because I do an open mic back home in Santa Cruz, so I mm-hmm. like doing the MC thing, and it's fun to get an open mic. You never know what you're going to get, and that's kind of the fun of it. You get people that are really good, people kind of trying it for the first time, and it's across the board. And usually at open mic, you've got a lot of really supportive people just wanting people to succeed and do well, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was fun. And then the second night there, I did the in the round with Cindy Kalmanson, who's my new favorite songwriter, and Michael McNevin, who's also my new favorite songwriter. So we've been talking about maybe doing something too. So
yeah. Well, I, of course, picked some stuff to do my first half hour here with you in mind, just knowing some folks that we kind of like.
It was my friend's playlist.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it was.
And we'll get into the song real quick, but I wanted to talk about your podcast series and all the great stuff that you're doing with that. But let's get a song out there real quick.
Yeah, because we thought if we don't talk too much, we'll get at least a couple of songs in. So it was supposed to rain down my way this week, and it didn't, but this song was stuck in my head. This is off the new CD, Dog Speed, and it's called After a Good Rain. The rhythm on the roof wakes me at night, rocks me back to sleep, it's alright. Gutter clicks like a metronome outside. I could lay here, listen all night. After a good rain, I can breathe. The sky never looked so clear to me. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, and another sunny day after a good rain. It's coming down in buckets and in sheets, like cats and dogs bouncing at my feet. Just let it wash all over me. A thunderstorm, it's just therapy. After a good rain, I can breathe. The sky never looked so clear to me. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, and another sunny day after a good rain. Rhythm on the roof wakes me at night. Seems to be no end to it in sight. Little rain never hurt no one. And the darkest rain leaves the brightest sun.
After a good rain, I can breathe. The sky never looked so clear to me. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, and another sunny day after a good rain. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, it'll come again after a good rain. Yeah, after a good rain.
After a good rain, from Dogspeed, from Michael Gaither. Nice.
I have a quick question. Are these headphones on?
I don't know. You're not getting anything?
No.
I can't see the back side of that. There should be a spot for volume, is what must be the story.
It would probably say volume, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe so.
Master level, maybe?
Now more better?
Now I can hear myself. No, I'm not.
What a concept.
I'm not just wearing earplugs anymore.
Okay, this is live radio.
It's much more professional than it appears.
In fact, it's a real honor having Michael Gaither back in here in KVMR Studios.
Nice to see you. Nice to be here.
Hearing rocking and stomping. So, you have a tendency to write some songs with a nice little clever twist and everything.
Thanks. That's the marketing plan. That's the write good songs. That's the theory.
Good songs and sometimes put a smile on your face. I think
Thanks.
Lots of times you have that little humor edge thrown in there and kind of got me thinking of just lots of people who I really like doing that. But sometimes some of those people kind of get almost pigeonholed into that career. I was reading something recently about Kris Kristofferson was saying the first version of Sunday Morning Coming Down that had ever been recorded was an awesome version done by Ray Stevens.
Really?
But Ray had done all these novelty songs and everything.
He's done a lot, but he's known for, like, the streak and all that stuff.
And it's something that the label just was, like, kind of, like, discouraging them releasing it. And Kristofferson said he thought it was just the best version.
I've never heard of
that.
I got to dig that up.
Yeah. Well, actually, I just read that recently, so I got to check it out, too. Yeah. So now we got a mission. But I just know that sometimes some people who've, you know, maybe done lots of the comedy stuff that they do get kind of pigeonholed, and most of them that I think of really had a real body material with some really great stuff. Roger Miller comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was known with some of his cute, clever stuff and everything, but man, yeah. He wrote some real wonderful pieces too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I've been writing for about 9 years now. I mean, I've always written songs for 9 years, and I've got two CDs out. I've been really out playing and doing the me thing for like 3 or 4 years now, and I've kind of found that I tend to write about, there's 3 or 4 topics. There's like hopefully the funny stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's intentional. And then animal songs. And I do a lot of songs about where I live in Santa Cruz County and the farm town I grew up in. So I hope that balances out kind of what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first song of yours that really got across my radar screen was Highway 17.
That's the one that people know.
Yeah, that, of course, captured the local area there in Santa Cruz, but also had just a wonderful, funny
take
on all
that. Well, that was great,
because
I really thought it was so Santa Cruz-centric and esoteric that it would just work in Santa Cruz, but apparently bad drivers aren't just restricted to Santa Cruz County.
I resemble that remark. Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
That thing, that works just about anywhere.
And that's really just, you know, satisfying and humbling, and just it's great when people kind of respond to stuff you've written.
Yeah, I got, who was this telling me? Well, one of the guys from Mountain Laurel was telling me, recently, it's a regional bluegrass band from up here, and
mm-hmm.
I was talking to them about 2 weeks ago, and one of them saying, you know, I tell you, it's just the most amazing thing when you get to hear one of your songs played on the radio.
Oh, it's,
so
yeah.
When you're out riding around and all of a sudden, bam, he says, it's just, you know, just something that just will stun you when you're...
You know, what's even better is when your friends call you, I heard you on KVMR, or my way, I heard you on K-Pick. It's very cool.
Yeah, I have, who'd I have? Joe Getty. I don't know if you're familiar. There's a radio show, Armstrong and Getty from Northern California here, and both of those guys have their own bands.
Wow.
And Joe Getty was on my show last week, and the week before that, to help promote that, I went out with a song of theirs, and they told me when they got in here that, man, everyone was calling them and texting them and everything. Oh, they're playing your song out there on KVMR.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you get emails and all this stuff. It's like, wow, it's really, you know, when you're writing your songs and you're not really sure where they're going to, it's validating, and it's very cool that somebody actually, especially when, I think for me at Pier, it was really just kind of, I don't know, what's the term? I was just grateful because no one knew me up here. Like, locally, I had people that could kind of okay, here's this guy, but up here I think I just gave you a CD at Strawberry, and you were in the middle of making chili, so I said, well, see what you think. And you liked it, and you didn't know me. Yeah. You know, my friend Karen walked up and said, here, give Wesley a CD. So that kind of thing is very satisfying.
Karen Sellers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure love those guys. Hope they're going to be there tonight. I heard a rumor from Tom that they're going to be getting there at Evangeline's tonight. That's a good thing.
They made us a wonderful dinner last night, so if they're listening, thanks again for dinner.
You know, well, they better be tuning in, or I'll they'll hear about that. So, God, yeah, actually, that's where we met at, with Strawberry.
It was.
I'm sure.
A few years ago.
Yeah. You got in the songwriter circle we did there one night, right? And Colin.
That was fun.
Colin was a part of that.
You know, it was fun. It was, I think there was like, what, five or six of us? And then eventually it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was me, you, and Colin, because everybody else had, all the rookies had kind of just faded for the night. It's like, I'm going to keep playing, you know? And I'm in Key via Mars camp, and here's Wesley. And it was fun. And then for some reason it was late, and all of a sudden, I think Pepino D'Agostino was camping in your campground. All of a sudden, he kind of walks out of his tent and he starts playing along with us. I think I was playing Highway 17 in the middle of the night, and there's Pepino doing his thing. And it's amazing.
Strawberry magic.
You never know.
Speaking of Pepino, he's going to come on Rockin' and Stompin' next month.
Oh, very cool.
He's going to be playing down the Palms on the 19th
Such
of
a nice
December.
Guy.
God, just a stunningly gracious gentleman.
Yeah. He played a local house concert down my way a couple of months ago. We got to hang out a little bit. And he's really good.
Like we said, we're going to start digressing. You're going to get some songs. I got to tell a Pepino story. I'm so proud of the fact that when my mom was there for her 80th birthday, first time she went to Strawberry, and this one morning while we're getting breakfast together at Camp Pig Out, Pepino comes and approaches my mom and goes, Amy, please sit down. I'd like to play you some songs. Mm. And of course, it's just very sweet, and he's just such a gracious guy. And my mom's going, "Oh, Pepino, how did you know that's my favorite song?" Mm. It was just priceless. Let's get back to a song. Hey,
all right. Now I'm over-modulating the mic. Here's a story. This is a lot of songwriters wrote songs after 9/11, and here's mine. Of course, it's about
a good
dog.
Song. Yeah,
And I think I'll send this one out. This is basically it's about a guide dog who the short version of this. It's about a guide dog who was in one of the Twin Towers. Her name was Roselle. And her owner was Michael Hinkson, who was blind and had her. She was a working guide dog. And the short version of the story is when everything happened, Roselle just calmly walked him down 80 flights of stairs. That's the whole story. And I was able to get a hold of Mr. Hinkson and got us okay to like tell his story in song form. So
nice.
I'll send this one out to a couple of animal friends of mine, Maggie McCaig and Luke Wilson of Storm Session. I know they're around here somewhere. And we went to our first Far West last weekend, and we split a showcase room with Greg Kitchell, and we all kind of hosted showcases. So this is for Maggie and Luke, because they're animal folks. This is called Roselle.
On that 9/11 morning, when the planes came down, he was sitting at a desk, gated stories from the ground. We saw it on the TV, no, he didn't see a thing. When it hit, he reached for her, she looked up to him. Roselle, the guide dog, she was sleeping on the floor. She stood up, knew it was time to hit the door. Roselle didn't panic or hesitate at all. She just took his hand, led him down the hall. You know we all need our own Roselle sometimes. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. Friends who lead you from the dark into the light. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. They went down a stairwell through smoke and broken glass. She kissed the fireman as they ran quickly past. And when he felt the other tower fall, he prayed they'd be all right. Then by the grace of a dog, they walked outside. outside in the wreckage. He wondered where to go. Then this yellow lab walked him to a cab that took them both back home. Now I've heard angels walk among us, and I'd say it's true, 'cause I know one who walks on four legs and wags a tail when she looks at you. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. A friend to lead you from the dark into the light. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. Yeah, we all need our own Roselle sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Roselle. Michael Cather. Michael.
Roselle's a very good dog.
Did you hear about the dyslexic atheist insomniac?
Oh, tell me anyway for the people that haven't heard it.
They stayed up all night wondering if there really is a dog. Oh, never mind.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
She's on my CD cover.
Yes.
Coincidentally.
A very fine CD cover, I might add.
That's me on the right. That's her on the left.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. The furry one's her.
Those are just, you know, those labs are just the best-tempered dogs.
They don't like just anybody either.
My eyes are going, huh? It seemed like they never met a person they didn't like. They're just so children friendly.
They are.
I remember I was living with someone who had a little lab, and my daughter was a toddler, and this other lady had a pretty young boy, and God, they could just abuse the poor dog, and, you know, try to ride him and everything. And
he'll take it.
He'd take it and just slowly try to slither away.
They're just the great kid and family dogs, and for some reason, they're great guide dogs. They just train well.
Exactly. Yeah. Wonderful temperaments, yeah. So, how long were you in Santa Cruz in the heyday of KFAT?
You know, I'm kind of a late bloomer. That was back when I was sort of like in the punk and alternative stuff. And my parents listened to country, so of course I didn't. I knew of KFAT.
Mm-hmm.
And then once K-Pig came along, when KFAT kind of like went away, I knew about it, but didn't listen to it. That's the short answer. And then K-Pig came along, and then I was starting to get aware of songwriters and getting really interested in kind of story songs and Americana. I wasn't playing it yet, but then I got kind of tuned into K-Pig and learned who John Hiatt was, and I realized they were playing Warren Zevon, who I always liked, and all the guys from Texas with three names, you know? And then I'm like, oh, I like this stuff. This is country, but this is good. Now I'm kind of hip now, and I went back to like all the old country. I'm like, they're great songwriting lessons, you know. So now I love all that stuff.
That's the way that kind of works, is, you know, you get turned on to something, and all of a sudden, you know, you got
you
researching that.
Where
did it come from? And that leads to this next person, to the next person, and like, wow. Well, I guess, you know, that song of yours from your new CD, Where the Time Go, I guess I realize that you kind of came from more of that punk, hard rock and take on things. So I was curious if you were into that at the same time, and I guess that explains that.
Yeah.
But you figured it out.
I figured it out. You know, what's cool was I think the local entertainment for Good Times interviewed me 2 or 3 years ago, and they asked if I wish I would have started sooner playing and writing, and I should say yeah, but you know, you end up where you're at, and I wouldn't have the same stories and know the same people. I wouldn't be writing the same songs that I hadn't started when I started. So, you know.
Well, you found yourself where you needed to go, I think.
Pretty much.
You're doing pretty good now. Well, here's what we're going to do. God, we're in about 10 minutes, so I want to hear another song now, then we'll chat some more, because I want to get two more songs out of you where this is going, 3 o'clock, so let's hear something else.
So here's something new and funny that'll pigeonhole me for the rest of my life. No, for the people that aren't on Facebook, God bless you. Wesley, I don't know how you do it, but basically, the short version of this intro is when you join Facebook and all your fake online friends start sending you emails that say you've been super poked, and here's virtual flowers, and here's a thirsty monkey drinking thing, and basically it's a way of nagging you to go onto Facebook and play Farmville or whatever they do, and it floods your inbox with all these requests, and it was a good day for me when I found out how to just disable all that stuff. So I thought, this is called Unsuper Pokeable. Unsuper pokeable, you can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers, just leave me be. Well, I went online like my real friends said I should.
But out of the cracks came folks from my past. It didn't look so good. Well, it was good to see some, but I wanted to run when I glanced at a few of the names. Had nothing in common 30 years ago. Things haven't changed. Unsuperpokeable. You can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers. Just leave me be. Well, my inbox, it filled up with all kinds of stuff. Quizzes, petitions, and I was wishing they could see that I'd had enough. Be a fan request from bands more obscure than ours. People collecting people like they was baseball bubblegum cars. Unsuperpokeable, you can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers, just leave me be. Now, email, that's kinda cool. Send in photos, it is too. And it's always nice to chat with brand new friends. But I don't need no second life. I got a home, my dogs, my wife, and I barely got any time for them. Of course, there had to be dogs in there somewhere. Too old for MySpace, I admit. I did my time on Facebook. I'm done with it. Never before have we had more information we don't need. You want to know more about it, just follow my Twitter feed. Unsuperpokeable, you can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers, just leave me be. Unsuperpokeable, you can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers, just leave me be.
On the next CD,
it will be.
Let's see. You got a bunch of material together.
You know, I was sitting home a while back, and I'm working to to recoup the funds on the new one. It's coming along, and I sat there one day with about a bunch of songs and a couple I want to write. I'm like, wow, this is the third CD, so it'll happen.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Got it. You know, I was trying to catch up with Tom Russell. He's going to be playing down at the Palms on a Saturday next month, the 12th of December. And my fantasy was, well, God, I got lucky. I can get Peppino D'Agostino in here on the 19th. Let's get Tom Russell in here the week before. And he's going to be in the studio that day. The nerve of the guy.
Recording more music. What is he thinking?
Well, actually, that's what I was, whoever I was connected with his team through the email. I said, God, here, I'm just still stunned and blown away by his current CD. And I should know that he's off, cranking out the next one.
It's pretty prolific.
Yeah, he is. And man, he's
really good.
One of those songwriters that I just have a lot
of
respect
for. He's one of those
songwriters.
Yeah. Kind of guys.
Well, I want to talk again a little bit about your podcast series and get the word out on that and your webpage and all that kind of stuff while I'm still thinking of that. But that's a wonderful series, and I have taken
Thanks.
The time to listen to a lot of the folks you've had
that.
Through there.
Yeah, I started doing that. Well, I used to write for The Sentinel. I figured when I started doing this, I thought the whole genesis of that was I had a whole hard time with the whole michaelgaither.com. It seemed awfully narcissistic to have my name on a website. But that's what you do when you put your music out there. And I thought, well, what if I did like an audio version of interviews I used to do? So that's kind of where this started. So 2-3 times a month, I post an audio interview with another songwriter. And it's usually, it's really informal, and it's usually around my kitchen table or it's off-site somewhere, depending if they're available. And they'll, when the times, they'll play a couple of songs. If not, we'll use just song snippets. But I've had... Paul Thorne, Lacey J. Dalton, a lot of local people, a lot of people you play up here. In fact, your opening set, I've had Houston Jones and Dana Hubbard and
Colin,
and it's, for me, it's been a great learning experience from these other songwriters, and I just think it's kind of different, and it's really fun.
Yeah,
and they
it
seem
is.
To appreciate it, too, because they get, an hour of audio interviews posted, and they can link to it, and it's up on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and search for me and subscribe to it for free, or just go to michaelgaither.com and get on my mailing list, and you'll know when things are up, so...
Yeah, well, it's a good step you got on there. Keep it up.
Thanks. Yeah, and the coincidence about you playing Houston Jones, just by coincidence this week, on Tuesday, I'm going to interview Keith Greninger and Dan Kai because they have a new CD out, which is really good. I don't think it's even released yet. And then Thursday, I'm interviewing Houston Jones.
So well, you are staying busy. And again, you got the folks, man. You got the folks there.
It's really fun. It's just really a neat thing to do. And I'm really glad that it's kind of like whatever it's doing, it's moving along. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Michael Gaither down here, and he's going to be playing at Evangeline's in Colfax this evening. And,
tonight.
Yeah, real honor having you come by again.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well,
knew that.
Yeah, well, we have a mutual admiration society
we
going
do.
On. I really like your stuff.
Thank
too,
you. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'll shut up and play something, would you?
Let's hear something on that
All right,
note.
We'll do this. This is on the new record, Dog Speed, as well. I actually wrote this song because I have a lot of high school friends that seem to hang on to the supposed good old days. But that was high school. And the more I play this, the more it's really about just new friends I'm meeting along the way. This is called Getting to My Glory Days. And thanks again for having me on.
My pleasure.
As a kid, I said I'd walk up on the moon. Join the circus, maybe draw cartoons. That didn't happen, I've no regrets. Of all the things I've done, I ain't done yet. Glory days, glory days. I'm still getting my glory days. My high school friends miss the days back when you couldn't pay me to go there again. I never wore Letterman's sweater. I left those years behind. I've got better. Glory days, glory days. I'm still getting to my glory days. The friends I make now, I make for good. We've been here long enough to know we should. Life's too short now not to take that chance. Gotta love, gotta sing, gotta dance. Glory days. Where those footprints in the sand lead me to St. Peter, I'm praying it led me in. That's when my real glory days begin. Glory days, glory days. I'm still getting my glory days. I'm still getting to my glory days. Yeah, I'm still getting to my glory days.
Getting to my glory days.
Getting there.
From Dog Speed, Michael Gaither. Big thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Wesley. I really appreciate it.
Again, a reminder to everyone, he's going to be playing at Evangeline's in Colfax this evening.
And to plug that podcast, michaelgaither.com.
Yeah.
Come by and visit.
Okay, and you need to do that next time you're around. Come by and visit again.
I will.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks. Let's see, Debbie, can you go ahead and take care of some business and thank Dave's Cave for the 2 o'clock hour?